You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I couldn't tell you. But there you go. In the state of Utah, they have the death penalty. So you know that they're going to want to do that, put this guy to death when they do convict him. And I can just imagine that that is going to be an incredible event. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people. I mean, like the pitchforks and tiki torches are probably on the verge of being used to drag this scumbag out of prison and kill him right now. A little bit more about this Middle Tennessee State University teacher. Matthew Hurt, whoever that is the one who screenshot the information about Laura Sash Lightsey. Showed the LinkedIn, talked about where she's at. I mean, it's just with such ease you can get somebody to lose their job. You don't want to be doing that. And I mean, like if I step one toe out of line, you can bet your ass that would be it. It's like step away from social media. That's why my daughter said to me, "Dad, stay away from social media. I don't want." She goes, "Can you not say anything stupid today?" I go, "What's up?" She says, "Well, you know." I go, "Oh, I see what you're saying. No. I'm way ahead of you. I do not. I we're on the same page. We are good." Marsha Blackburn said, "This assistant dean should be ashamed of her post." Messages left for Sash Lightsey seeking comment for the story. Hang on. This is a Q100 phone call. Q100. Hello? I thought I was getting a call for like a request for Fog Hat or Triumph or something like that. Big Buddha says, "It would be hard to imagine anybody outside of a small minority of redneck radical assholes celebrating or justifying if this happened to Joy Reid, Al Franken, Ann Coulter." I don't know if Ann Coulter is on the left. I think Al Franken for sure, and I'm not sure who Joy Reid is. Yeah, I think generally we need to be out of the headspace of cheering when people who have opinions die. That's what I think. And I think more and more we're seeing people pay for it. Just fucking, you're stupid. If you manage to lose your job or whatnot, you're just an idiot. Chris in Buffalo says, hey, EZ, this could have been the request. EZ, can you play Give Me Back My Bullets by Lynyrd Skynyrd? I was very careful on the day after Kirk was assassinated about what I was playing on Q100. Because people do that. They like think that you're trying to be an asshole or something like that. When you're not at all. Piano Finger Banger says, hey, EZ, can you play Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter? Hey, Siri. Call Tacky.
Calling Tacky, mobile.
Nobody wants to talk to EZ today. Today was interesting because Bruce is off to the vet. I got a phone call about moving up the surgery. The surgery was supposed to be Tuesday. We get a phone call and say, hey, we can do it on Friday. Can you get him in? I go, yeah. Yeah, okay. So Pooh Bear, she goes late to school, but she takes the dog in. They say to me, EZ, Bruce can only eat one quarter of a cup of food. Why? Well, we don't like him to eat too much because, you know, we're going to be removing his spleen and the sedation. Sometimes a dog will puke at some point during the process, and there's potential that they could choke, like fucking Bon Scott or some shit. So I was like, oh, okay. So I get up, I give the dog that amount of food, and I feed Benny, and then I walk away for just a minute, and then I had a bad feeling, and I went back in the room they're eating, and Benny has walked away from his food, and Bruce is eating it. Now, I don't know how much of it he ate, but I get the bowl from him, and I'm like, so I probably shouldn't even have mentioned that to you, because in the event that Bruce drops dead with a Bon Scott choking on his vomit incident, I would, in fact, would have been at fault for it. So now that the cat is out of the bag, look at that bruise. That's a leftover bruise from paintball, for God's sake. So that is actually on my mind. I'm a little bit concerned about it, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Right now they are going in there, they are removing the spleen, then they'll stitch him up, and then he'll be back home, and then away we go. All right, Tacky is calling. Dad's podcasting.
Hi.
So, Jacqueline.
What's up?
Tell everybody the great advice you gave me. I was sharing it with them, but tell everybody the advice you gave me.
About recent events?
Well, think about the last time you gave me advice. What did you tell me?
I said, don't say anything to piss anybody off. So don't ruffle any feathers because you would.
Yeah, it's bad. Everybody's getting fired. There's been all sorts of firings from people. Have you been following that?
Well, I saw one thing posted, like, are they getting fired for saying, like, good riddance or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, people are actually doing that.
That's so messed up.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, are you kidding? No, I'm not.
Even if you don't feel like, even if you don't feel that way, don't say that you do.
No, no.
Just to piss people off.
Even if I did feel that way, I would lie to everybody and say that I don't.
Yeah. Because it's bad. Like, I don't know. I see so many people on Facebook saying, like, he was such a bad guy, and, like, that may be, but, like, you don't need to die.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Chris says, well, yeah, but Dad can't get fired from his own podcast.
No, but you can lose sponsors.
Yeah, I can lose sponsors. I lose a hockey job. I lose a basketball job. I'm not. No way. I am staying out of the way.
Yeah,
all right.
You gotta be careful.
I am staying clearly out of the way. I don't want anything to do with this. I am condemning anybody that says anything sideways ever.
I think I don't know whatever what's true anymore, but I think that they found the kid that did it.
They did. They just had a press conference.
He was like 22.
Yeah, he's like this skinny nerd.
Oh, he's got a hell of a shot. That's crazy. I guess I don't know where he shot from.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics. I don't know how hard or not hard that is.
Well, I don't know. I feel like from what I've seen, he was like on a roof, like decent far away.
Well, you would be surprised.
That's true.
You would be surprised how accurate one can be with a scope.
Yeah.
And if like I've read that 200-300 yards away, that is not a big deal with an appropriately powered rifle. That is not really a hard shot. When you look through that scope, the target is as big as the moon.
Yeah,
it looks gigantic, true. And you don't have to take into account of a lot of it's technical, it's called like drop, the bullet drops as it's flying.
Yeah,
you don't have to, because you're only 200 yards away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just hideous. Did you watch the video?
Yeah,
you did.
Well, yeah, it's like everywhere.
Well, yeah, but the one up close?
Yes.
Did they blur it or was it?
No.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's everywhere.
That's life-changing.
It's bad. So, so bad. I don't know why people post that. It's crazy. The fact that they posted that and then didn't post, like, the act. I mean, I haven't seen, like, actual footage of that Ukrainian girl that got stabbed.
It's out there.
I haven't seen it, but the one of Charlie is everywhere.
Yeah. Tyler says, you clearly have not played Call of Duty.
No. Have not.
Okay. Is there, what is it called again? Punch aerobics? What do you do?
Body combat.
Do you want people to sign up for your class for body combat?
Well, you don't have to sign up. You just tell me you want to go and I can get you a guest pass.
Not me. I'm talking about if the audience...
Anybody.
What do they do? Where do you teach your body combat at?
I teach every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. at the downtown YMCA, and then every other Saturday morning at 7:10 a.m. at the Mary Freebed YMCA, but the Wednesday one is more fun.
Are you hopeful that some of those old school creepy zaniacs are going to be there?
No.
Megan says, I don't want to have to cut Eric out as a sponsor if he says something bad. Don't lose me. Then I cannot have fun with Jackie.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. are you coming over Sunday?
Yes.
Are we having
dinner? Oh, you said Smash
Burgers. I want Smash Burgers.
All right.
Okay, bye.
That sounds good. What do you mean, okay, bye? Okay, I love you.
Okay, Bruce is getting operated on right now.
I know, that's what I heard.
Did you text Dr. Josh?
I did, and then I texted you.
Oh, what did you say?
He said, for sure.
Okay.
And then I gave you his number, and then you didn't respond.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay, well.
All right.
All right, see you Sunday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That is my middle child, Jacqueline. Dad, I gotta go!
I was praying that if this
Governor
had to happen
Utah.
Here, that it wouldn't be one of us. That somebody drove from another state, somebody came from another country. Sadly, that prayer was not answered the way I had hoped for.
You
just because I thought it would make it
country.
Easier on us if we could just say, hey, we don't do that here. And indeed, Utah is a special place. We lead the nation in charitable giving. We lead the nation in service every year.
And you lead the nation in polygamy and weird sex.
Was one of
us. S-E-C-T-S.
But
careful, Eric.
I want you to look at how Utahns reacted the last two nights. There was no rioting. There was no looting. There were no cars set on fire.
Uh-oh.
There was no violence.
I see what he's doing.
There were vigils and prayers.
Translation.
And people coming
black
together.
Black people would have lost their minds.
To share the
humanity. That's what he's saying.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is the answer to this. We
can return
violence with violence. We can return hate with hate. And that's the problem with political violence is it metastasizes. Because we can always point the finger at the other side.
Cuff, and he probably shouldn't anymore.
And at some point, we have to find an off-ramp, or it's going to get much, much worse. But see, these are choices that we can make. History will dictate if this is a turning point for our country. But every single one of us gets to choose right now if this is a turning point for us.
I always cringe when I hear these types of
speeches. We get to make decisions. We have our agency.
One person does something shitty.
And I desperately call on every American, Republican, Democrat, liberal, progressive, conservative, MAGA, all of us to please, please, please follow what Charlie taught me. I'll just conclude with words I share often from a friend and author, Yuval Levin, who was asked if he was optimistic about our country. And he said, I'm not optimistic. He said, I hate optimism. God, that sounds bad. But he said, optimism is a vice. It's this idea that good things are just going to happen. And he said, in the history of the world, good things have never just happened.
The eye there.
He says, I'm not optimistic, but I am hopeful. And hope is the virtue that sits between the vices of optimism and pessimism. Hope.
All right, buddy. The looting thing. Oh, boy. What's going on here? Whew. Okay, for those watching the show on Facebook and, of course, YouTube, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you to the sponsors that are here. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, ervines.com. That's ervines.com, 616-532-6600. The great team at Irvine's can fix your car, EV and or hybrid. I wish they could fix RVs. 616-532-6600. They have free loaner cars. Don't just take my word for it. Go to their website, ervines.com, ervines. And check out the Google reviews. I said Google. Google reviews near the top of the page. Lots of 5 stars. Special thanks to Catholic Charities West Michigan. They are now part of this show. And one of the good things about this is they're trying to get folks like you to consider being a foster family. If you are in the West Michigan area, as you know, all children need a family to support them. But some of the kids in our community, they have a scenario where mom and dad, for whatever reason, are not able to care for them. Catholic Charities West Michigan in need of families who have it in their heart to step up and provide love and consistency for children who need it the most. All I'm asking you to do is to hear them out. Sit down, have a discussion with my pal Bernadette Joyce. And I am talking, I'm not just talking the talk, I'm walking the walk. Pooh Bear and I are scheduling a meeting with Catholic Charities West Michigan about being a foster family. Now, that doesn't, you're not obligated to anything. And this might be that we cannot do this. In fact, I said to them, I go, more than likely, no. But I still want to know about it in the event that I have an opportunity where we can do this. You can also, if foster being a foster family isn't something that you're interested in, you can agree to participate in respite care, which is similar but not nearly the commitment. It's at the longest 2 weeks a young person would be under your roof. Take the first step by reaching out to Bernadette at B Joyce, B-J-O-Y-C-E at ccwestmi.org or calling 616-915-4695, 616-915-4695. Okay. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan, if you got a tree down or you need a tree removed, reach out to them at 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for top-notch tree removal service. 616-828-8225 or KuiperTreeCare.com. Frank Fuss at BuyInsuranceHere.com. MyPolicyShop.com. You go to his website, which is BuyInsuranceHere.com. If you're looking to get insurance on the marketplace, Frank's services are free. He will help you every step of the way when it comes to getting your policy on healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Chris says, two of my cousins are foster fails, great kids. Aram says, give the RV to Nick. I guarantee you he'll be able to fix it and get it running. Yeah, absolutely. I believe that. He'll order some terrible parts off Amazon and get it running. I can see that happening. Mine is running. It's just I don't dare drive it anywhere because it'll break down. It's for sale if you want to buy it. Quite literally this year, when the RV season started in the spring, I got the RV in my driveway and I de-winterized it. Various things that have to happen to keep it winterized. You run this like, when you go through the store, you see a bottle, it says RV antifreeze and it's pink. You got to add that to all the lines. It's a pain in the ass to do it. And so I winterized it. And then I put it in storage, got it out of storage. Hey, let's go. It's time. Year number two. Go out with the RV. De-winterized it. Took it out once. It failed. And then I decided to sell it. So now it's been for sale for months. And like one guy's called about it and offered like $30,000 less than what I'm trying to sell it for. No. Now I have to go back there and say, hey, I need to winterize it again. We're getting dangerously close to the month. At the beginning of the year, Progressive Insurance says, hey, it's time to renew your RV insurance policy. And it's expensive for the insurance. So that is another moment where we take about 1,300 $1 bills and put them in the fire pit and light them on fire. I have to keep insurance on it because if the people who are showing it, if the vehicle doesn't have insurance and they take it out and wreck it, so it's very important that I keep the insurance on it. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. That's secretnature.com, code ZANE. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. That's secretnature.com, code ZANE. Secret Nature. Branjo says, I think you can get a different tier of insurance if it's just being stored. Rebecca says the same thing. Thank you for that. I did not know that. I had no idea. You might have just saved me some money. Leave it to the chat to, of course, tip me off to things that I have no idea about in the first place. The idea has been floated that I should rent it out to people, you know, like an Airbnb. And something's keeping me from doing that. I don't know. It's because it's going to get destroyed if that's what happens. And so I'm not 100%. I think it's possible I could rent it out. But then again, if I do that, I run the risk that it's going to come back in bad shape. Like something is going to go, every time I take it out, something goes wrong with the goddamn thing. Big Buddha's here. He says, I had to cut a check to get rid of our travel trailer. I cut my losses, and while painful, was the best money I've ever spent related to a bad decision. My only regret was buying it in the first place. Yeah, I'm getting there. Rebecca says, I wonder if you could sell it to a place that has seasonal lots and they could then use it as income for rentals. Alan says, I do that easy. I made $13,000 with absolutely no damage just this year. I don't know. Something to think about. And I don't want to think about it right now. All right. I'm going to take a break. I have to go to the boys' room. So I want you to stay right there. And I'll be right back. Okay? While I'm gone, don't say anything dumb on social media. You'll get in trouble, and we just can't have that. I don't want to report about you. If they're reporting about some guy on the Carolina Panthers, I mean, they're publicizing this shit, so don't do that. You will get fired. All right, I'm back. More suggestions about the RV. Cole says, park it up at Fear Bunker North and rent it there. Don't let them drive it. Not a bad idea. Maybe. Tophus says, yeah, Airbnb it. You'll make a killing. Not bad. I got to do something. At least it's money for repairs. Yeah, if I put it on the property up there, then they, because I know people up there that do Airbnb property, and that community is not bad for like stops on the way to way up north, or just people, tourists looking for a place to get away. Badger says mobile big fraud real estate. Airbnb is much safer than renting and much less of a headache. I'd have to think about that because if they Airbnb it, okay, so let's say it's parked there. I would have to go up once a week and drive it to the state park and dump the tanks. Megan says, let me try to sell it on Facebook. We got moms sold in 2 days, no fees. Tophus says, add that to the bill. Well, it isn't so much doing it. It's, it isn't so much the cost of it. It's actually doing it. I wouldn't trust anybody to do it. I'd have to go do it myself, and I wouldn't have the time to do that. I think the idea that stands out best to me is Megan's. Let me try to sell it on Facebook. We got mom sold in 2 days, no fees. Okay. This is the first time that I've heard of that idea. And if there's anybody who I think that I would trust the most with something like that, or I feel more comfortable with you doing that than any other plan or possibility. Let's, Megan, you got it. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, filled with Zaniac DNA before you know it. All right, that's what I'm going to do. Megan's going to sell it for me. And then I will buy her a steak dinner for her efforts. Some guy has an emotional support alligator. 60-year-old Wesley Silva brings the alligator into the Walmart. And now the Walmart says you are no longer allowed to bring the emotional support alligator into the business. Let's hear from the guy.
Think that I would actually own an alligator ever? It's been really kind of incredible.
Wesley Silva got his pet alligator 4 years ago from a neighbor who got her as a gift. When they weren't able to care for her anymore, they asked Silva if he'd be interested.
I did some research. I have kids of my own, and I didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy. And after some research, I was like, you know what? I'll take her.
Since then, they've been everywhere.
Okay, we've gone to restaurants. We've been.
It looks adorable. It's wearing a sweatshirt, and he doesn't seem like he's crazy. I guess what I always want to ask people who need emotional support animals, I'm like, what's happening to you if you don't have the emotional support animal? Never mind that it's an alligator. Just take me through what's happening to you. And it might be nothing. I mean, it might be legitimate, and I'm sure it is legitimate, actually. But what was life like before you got the emotional support animal? And wouldn't it have been easier if you just got a dog? Or maybe not. I mean, this thing's just sitting still.
I didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy. And after some research, I was like, you know what? I'll take her.
Since then, they've been everywhere.
We've gone to restaurants. We've been to Denny's, where she's a star there. She gets VIP treatment. We've been out to Bob Evans. We've been out to the Wagon Wheel in West Brownsville.
Silva says she always got a warm.
All right, here's an image of now the alligator is wearing like some type of like shirt deal.
Warm welcome. That is
in a shopping cart.
Till nearly 2 weeks ago, when some shoppers at the West Brownsville Walmart reached out to Channel 11 about an alligator shopping in Walmart with its owner.
It's been very positive.
Got it on a leash. Here he's hugging it.
And I was really taken back by that.
While Silva says Jinsei Oshi is registered as an emotional support animal, it's not allowed at Walmart. After our story, Walmart sent this statement saying in part, quote, "We welcome service animals in our stores, but it is unacceptable to expose members of the public to potential danger. Accordingly, alligators are not permitted on our premises." Silva says he's upset, but understands. He says he'll continue taking her wherever she's welcome.
You know, I just go with the flow.
Okay. Since when is Walmart concerned about the safety of the people that shop in the store? So I don't buy that at all. I think this is all horse shit. Megan says, "Why does the alligator need a sweater?" And it's also wearing a jean jacket. And Bob says, "Well, why not?" Cole says, "How about at least some duct tape to duct tape the mouth shut?" I don't know, man. Can you train them? I mean, if you're, is that? I mean, you know, like there's one in the Everglades is just going to show up and it's going to attack you and you're dead. Is one that's with someone, can you domesticate this animal? Is that even possible? Or is it always a wild animal and it's always trying to kill you? I mean, I don't know. I saw this going around. I know I'm bouncing around here because I was talking a lot about the apprehension of the guy who killed Kirk, and then I did that story. But I've got one more that is back to Kirkville with his assassination. The local Republicans, they gathered together to, I guess, have some fellowship, if you will. This is one of a kind. West Michigan, where I live, remembers Charlie Kirk.
Americans across the country, especially here in West Michigan, even making a visit to a local Grand Rapids church during the pandemic in 2020.
News 8's Adrian Adoria.
I didn't know he came here. Yeah, this is where we live. This is the epicenter of all of right-wing politics in MAGA in America. It's right here. So people who are not like that, it is not our ball. It is not our field. We'll get our asses kicked if we step out of line. So everybody is better shut the hell up and say nothing.
With those who knew Kirk and what he meant to them.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk visited GR Church in Grand Rapids in August of 2020 during the height of the pandemic, speaking to a large audience there about his faith and his message during that time.
He was
that
big on the, if you remember during COVID, there was the idea about, you know, people were locking up churches and all the mask mandates. He was big on the opposite side of that.
Inspiring many in the area, even one woman who switched churches after that. His impact also felt by the younger generation who, during the height of the pandemic, speaking to a large audience there about his faith and his message during that time. That visit inspiring many in the area, even one woman who switched churches after that. His impact also felt by the younger generation who say he was an inspiration.
He was definitely one of a kind.
People that knew him and people who were inspired by him are remembering Charlie Kirk for his faith, his love of the country and his family, and his courageous approach to discourse.
I just cried.
Pastor Cody Cool's friendship with Kirk started from an Instagram message inviting him to speak at his church in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Charlie came at a time where he spoke clarity into all the chaos that was going on.
Pastor Kuhl says he was inspired by his faith and his message to Americans during what he says was a divisive time in America.
It was just so shocking. I mean, something like this has not happened, this large a political assassination in 50 years. And I knew him. It was just so sad.
His visit to GR Church is one that Chris Crandall attended, and she says ignited her faith and her beliefs to a whole new level.
What a loss. He was so young and so intelligent. He loved the Lord. He loved his country. He loved his family.
Throughout these last couple of years,
Kirk was known for his passion for discourse, something he prided himself on, even saying that when people stop talking, that's when you get violence, and that is when civil war happens. And that message is one that Crandall says she hopes will live on.
We put labels on one another, and we see each other as enemies. And that's just what the enemy wants. And I think Charlie Kirk stood right in the middle, trying to bridge that gap.
Kirk was assassinated while doing just that, engaging in that civil discourse that he so often did at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. He was shot in the neck while speaking with college students as part of a Turning Point USA event, a nonprofit in which Kirk co-founded to promote conservative politics on high school and college campuses.
He was incredibly inspirational.
Ryan Wozniak is a former vice president of Grand Valley State University's Turning Point chapter. He says Kirk gave a voice to young college students who needed it most.
He was an inspiration to millions and millions of people. Millions and millions of people who now saw him die for being willing to have a nice conversation with people. A line has been crossed here. I can't overstate how important he was to young people, and now their one voice has been taken away.
An eye-opening moment and a nation in shock as many sit with this tragedy, wondering what comes next and how we move on as Americans.
Charlie's life and even his death won't be in vain. I believe it'll be a seed that bears fruit in a nation that's desperate for revival.
We need more Charlie Kirks, and my prayer is that through this horrible tragedy that we have awakened a sleeping giant and that people will stand up for their faith, that they will act, that they will love each other.
Pastor Kuhl said,
I am not nearly as confident that I am not confident that that will happen. What I think is going to happen is that crazy shit is going to happen. This is going to break bad. This isn't going to lead to good things. This is going to lead to something terrible, in my opinion. I don't think anything positive about is going to happen. Tophus writes, anti-Semitism is courageous. Hated LGBTQ, though. Piano Fingerbanger says, also remembered for his hate of immigrants, calling Martin Luther King a terrible person and telling women to get back in the kitchen. Tophus adds, he made a lot of shit comments about Jewish people. And adds, nice conversation, roll on floor laughing. Piano Fingerbanger adds, God damn, these people are brainwashed. Tophus says, well, most of us will go to work and not give a fuck. Then he adds, oh, great, the sleeping giants are waking again. Megan says, I just looked at a few of the Ottawa Impact member Facebook pages. They loved him so much. Tophus finally adds, of course not. Something really bad has to happen before shit is going to get better. Yeah, I think the only way that there's this commonality among people in the country is if there is a outside nation that attacks the United States. Otherwise, there is never, ever going to be any type of resolution between one side or the other. Rebecca says he also said Palestine does not exist and that it's a fake nation. All right. I hate to see what the next thing that happens is. Your old pal EZ is lean today. I'm going to do this round of ads, and then I'm going to do the asshole of the day. If you have a nominee, please leave it in the chat. Oakland Auto Detail, they've been great to partner with for the last 2 months. Follow them on Facebook. If you want your car cleaned inside and out, reach out to Oakland Auto Detail, even after this ad campaign ends. 616-510-3470, 616-510-3470. Dare I say, if any of the sponsors' ad campaigns run out and you stop hearing from them, they're still friends of mine. So please reach out to them in the future. 616-510-3470 for Oakland Auto Detail. Adam Kasari, if you're buying a home, you're looking to sell yours, 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Berlin Raceway, online at berlinraceway.com. They have one more race. It's tomorrow, championship night. If you buy your tickets before 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, you will get in for $15 per ticket. 15 and under free, parking free. You can bring in all the snacks and drinks that you want, just no booze and no glass. You have to bring them in a 12 by 18 cooler or bag or smaller. I'll see you at Berlin Raceway tomorrow. I will be there for the Coleman Lutz 500. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and you should too. KingsRoomBarbershop.com is the website. Actually, if you want to get your hair cut, it's $21. KingsRoom.net, actually, is the website, not KingsRoom.com. KingsRoom.net, three locations, one on Northland Drive, one in Caledonia, and one at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Your asshole of the day. As KTM Kingpin writes, Oakland Auto Detail came across my TikTok. FYP immediately gave them a follow. LOL. Who is KTM Kingpin again? I forget who is who. I'll be joining you on the Patreon bonus a little bit later on today. I did post the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast audio that KTM Kingpin is Brian from Springfield. Hello, how are things in beautiful Springfield, Illinois? Cole says the asshole of the day is the alligator owner. No, come on now. I liked that guy. I would have pet the alligator. I don't know the guy's name, and I probably shouldn't. The guy who assassinated Kirk is the asshole of the day. That is my time. Thank you so much, folks. I will talk to you on the Patreon. If you are not on Patreon, I will talk to you on the free podcast on Monday. But the Patreon is for free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. It's a lot of fun. I just posted Who Are These Free Beers audio and Ben and Eric Patreon podcast audio. And it's all there for you. So sign up for 7 days free. And check out what's going on Patreon. I'll talk to you later, folks. Thank you and bye-bye.